Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad. Where is this song from, Jane?
It's the movie called State Fair by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Wow, I missed it. For being a musical fan, I missed that
1962.
One.
1962, it's a classic.
All right, well, the Wisconsin State Fair starts today. And since the fair has its reputation for unique and unusual foods, we wanted to talk about some of those foods with someone who knows a thing or two about food. So, fresh off judging this year's Wisconsin State Fair annual food competition, the Sporkies, celebrity Milwaukee chef, owner of Egg and Flour Pasta Bar, and seen on Hell's Kitchen season 19, and general kick-ass human, Adam Pollock is here with us today. Hello, how are you?
What's going on?
How you doing? How's your, because it was Tuesday night that the Sporkies were, right?
Yep.
How's your digestion going since then?
You know, it was kind of funny because I wasn't sure how much I was going to get. And then when we were like halfway through, I was like, oh, it's okay. Like, this is good. And then like the last thing came and I was like one bite and done. Even though it was my favorite, the last one that came, and they ended up winning. So congrats to her about that.
So that
the
was
Pinot pretzel something.
The Pinot popper. Pretzel popper brat.
There it is.
That was your favorite?
Were laughing about that. Yeah, definitely. She killed it.
So how many different dishes did they bring forward?
We got 8.
Okay, so it was already down to the finalists by the time you guys were there.
It went from 28 to 8, and then I told them I would not eat 28, so.
go ahead, Jane.
It just always sounds, I was invited to do a chocolate tasting contest once, which I love, and I love everything chocolate. And like you say, it sounds so much better than the reality of it, because after this first 6, it's just like, yeah, I'm so done now. I'm so done.
It ruined chocolate for you forever.
I got back, I recovered from that, Adam, which is not shocking if you look at me.
So when they bring out is it like a smaller portion, or do they bring the whole portion that they serve and it's up to you how much of
it? No, they bring it out. No, it is. Yeah. And you can, you don't have to eat all of it. You know, they know that, like, let's say you eat half, it's not because you don't like it. It's just because there's so much more coming. So that was something that I had to make sure in the beginning. I was like, I don't want these people to hate me. Like, I'm not eating anything. I just can't eat foot-long brats on a stick and all this deep fried stuff. But all of them could have been a winner. They were like, and I'm not just saying that, obviously it was all really good stuff.
Oh, that's so interesting. Because this is what I wanted to play. I remember it was a couple weeks ago that the hype around the Wisconsin State Fair or Summerfest, and there's always like the media of what are the new foods that are happening, and there was like 80 new items this year. And so when I saw that headline and I saw some of the food items that were on the list that were creative, I was like, this could be a fun game to get someone who's an actual professional.
That's a nice way of saying that.
That's a very optimistic, positive show, Adam.
Very creative.
And so I was like, oh, it'd be really fun to get an actual food professional to judge, at least, because I'm guessing a lot of the things that I'm going to suggest, I'm not sure you actually ate them yet. So some of it's going to be just based on
I have no idea. I haven't even seen a list either. So this is going to be an honest shock, probably.
So we're going to play Bop or Flop, which is very similar to Hot or Not or Smash or Pass. And it's just the very simple game of good or bad, basically. And
call it Smash or Pass, too, you know?
Exactly.
Smash the food item
pass it along. All right, we'll play Smash or Pass instead. And so I'm going to, some of these, at least the first 3, which were the top 3 finalists, I'm going to give the name, describe what they are for people at home to understand what we're talking about. And then you, as the professional, are going to say smash or pass.
Okay. We'll say bop or flop. And there's no imposters, right? These are all real. You're not making
these
up anything.
These are all real. I literally copied and pasted these either from the Sporkies site of, as far as the winners, which I think might be not even the best way to start, because if they're the winners, I'm guessing that they're actually good and you already ate them. But then I have a handful of others that were just new.
Cool.
So we'll see. So I think, well, we already said the first one. So the Peño Pretzel Popper Brat is a 10-inch jalapeno cheddar bratwurst, carefully wrapped in a fresh pretzel dough, topped with coarse pretzel salt and fresh-cut jalapenos, and baked until it's golden brown. And then once it's done baking, it's brushed with butter, drizzled with white cheddar sauce, and served with a house-made jalapeno cream cheese.
That was my winner.
That was your winner? So that's a bop.
It's unbelievable. I am so scared for her, how many people are going to be going to that.
It
her
sounds
booth. I'm very happy for her.
Decadent.
It sounds delicious.
As soon as it came to, like, in front of me, you know, because, like, I'm all about, like, what it looks like, what it smells like, you know, presentations of it. It was just perfect. Like, it was something that I would serve. You know, it just looked like it was thought over and worked on for a long time, and I knew it was going to win. I didn't even have to eat it.
There you go. All right. So then I think this was the second runner-up, was the Scani Slugger, which is a beer, locally made beer brat and cheese curds, and then dipped in Krueller cornmeal batter, and then it's on a stick, and it's deep fried, and then it's topped with a Dijonnaise and German sweet and sour cabbage.
This was my number two, so yes.
All right.
Up to that. So that one was cool because, like, it's hard to tell in the description, but, like, there's a, imagine the stick, then the brat, and then, like, somehow they got, like, cheese curds, like, there, and then the coating's around it. So when you bite into it, like, the cheese curds are actually inside of the coating as well, which was really good. And they made you could tell everything was made from scratch, her sauce, and then even, like, the cabbage and stuff. So definitely my number two. Two sausages on a stick.
Couldn't go wrong. So you're not opposed to the food on a stick. Some people have very strict rules about that.
I don't care. There's some things that, like, don't, like, need it necessarily, I don't think. But, you know, to each his own, I guess. Put it in a little paper boat. It'll be just as easy to eat, you know.
All right. So now we're going to...
people with strollers. You know,
that's true. Got multiple things, or at least holding a beer at the same time. Because I've always found that it's like, cocktail parties where they give you appetizers where you have to hold it and then eat it. You're like, well, what am I supposed to do with my cocktail? And so the stick really helps with that.
They make these, like, new lanyards that have, like, a little beer holder on it around your neck. So maybe those will bust out for State Fair, and then people can just, like, have the beer hanging down.
I would absolutely still spill on myself. There's no way that I would hold one of those things and think that it's not going to go down the front of my shirt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to move on to some of the other ones that I found. So this one is called the Bug Apple on a Stick, a chocolate covered apple with edible June bugs, crickets, worms, and ants served on a stick. Bop or flop? It's radio. No. You have to talk.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. I wanted this. If there was, it was just funny to the awkward silence of no, not at all. I'm good on that. I mean, get your protein, get your, those are when you say it's creative, right? So, like, I feel like if you're already taking an apple and covering it in chocolate, like, you can just stop there. That's good. That'll still be a home run, you know?
You don't need the worms.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably look really cool.
I wonder how many little, like, that's little boys will want it because they love bugs. Who's the target market for that?
7-year-old boys.
It's going to be a lot of dares. Like, hey, I dare you to try that.
Good point.
No one's, like, getting in line like, oh, I can't wait to taste it. It's just all going to be texture, and it's going to taste like chocolate and then apple and then bugs. You know, that's going to be your aftertaste for the rest of the day.
Oh, all right. All right, so flop on the bug apple on a stick. All right, next one, gummy bear brat. This caught my eye. A bratwurst infused with gummy bears and served on a bun that's topped with a honey mustard drizzle and gummy bear garnish.
Ooh.
Bob or flop?
very creative. I think it needs something like everyone's, you know, it's savory and sweet together. So it might work as long as you're not thinking of gummy bear, you know, it might be kind of balanced. I'm going to go flop though, because that's not something that I would eat and there's nothing spicy on it. So it's not going to cut. It might be a really just sweet sausage, which sounds horrible.
A little too much sweet.
All yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So then we got the Flaming Hot Cheetos chicken on a stick. So it's deep fried chicken skewer, which is then breaded with a special seasoning blend and Flaming Hot Cheetos dust, drizzled with Chipotle ranch and sprinkled with top secret seasoning. Bop or flop?
I ate this one.
Bop or flop?
I'll bop it. It was good. I mean, it's deep fried chicken with a nice sauce. The people understand Flaming Hot Cheetos, once they get deep fried, they kind of lose their essence because, you know, they're getting cooked down, the flavor and all that. So it's more so for color and like a description. Excuse me. We've done a lot of like Flaming Hot Cheetos, but we don't fry it. But I'll bop that one. It was solid. It was good. It was definitely edible.
Okay. All right. Bop it. All right. Next one. Porker poutine, French fries smothered with pulled pork, beer barbecued sauce, bacon crumbles, cheese curds.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Let's give them their credit.
Bacon crumbles, cheese curds, crushed pork rinds, and fried pickle chips. Lakefront.
Sure. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. I mean, I feel poutine. Like they could cut half that description like out of there, and it would still sound like a full dish.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, I don't know what when I read all these, it's like you can eat one of these things. Who's going there and trying multiple of these 3,000 calorie dishes and being like, all right, on to the next one.
Yeah. I know a few people that have groups where like they all go, like they'll buy it, they'll all go get like two things, and then everyone just tries a little bit of each. Because I mean, no one needs a giant paper boat of what you just described.
Well, that's why I asked about your digest. Yeah, no one needs it. No one needs it. All right. Bloody Mary popcorn. Popcorn topped with tomato, horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, and celery salt.
Yeah, as long as they're doing it super fresh and you're eating it quick enough because you don't want it to get like soggy. That's like my least favorite thing. Like, I know you can't have too much butter, but when there is a lot of butter, it can get nasty. But we'll bop that. I mean, I'm sure that's it's creative.
You're a very generous bopper. I'm just going to say that. I appreciate that you're open to all creative concoctions, which is nice that you're not.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the State Fair. I don't think there's one normal thing at that place. So like the standards of what we're going to get is already like, yeah, you want a corn dog? No, it needs to be a foot long. So.
Okay. I can't quite wrap my head around how this one is going to be, but strawberry cheesecake tater tots, cinnamon and sugar tater tots topped with cheesecake filling, strawberry topping, and whipped cream.
Oh man. I'm not a huge sweets person, but I will eat cheesecake. Are you saying that there's actual potato tater tots just covered in this stuff?
I think so. Like when they say a cinnamon and sugar tater tot, I'm imagining when they're like creating the in the little ball of
yeah, when it comes out,
they have the cinnamon and sugar.
Oh, they're just buying the tater tots. Yeah, they're buying the tater tots and probably tossing cinnamon sugar. Okay. I'm going to flop that one because it's unnecessary. If you're going to eat cheesecake, just eat the damn cheesecake.
And the same for tater tots. Tater tots are perfect.
Yeah.
I know. Why?
Ketchup. Yeah.
All right.
Don't mess with it.
We got another. You thought there was only going to be one bug dish at the State Fair. Nope.
No, I knew there's probably 30 of them.
The Arctic Bug Blast Slush, a blue raspberry slush that's topped with whipped cream and a sprinkling of edible bugs and a scorpion.
That's cool. I'm going to bop that one because like the scorpion alone is super awesome, but it's just going to taste like, you know, your childhood blue Hawaiian drink and probably some nasty texture coming up that straw.
All right. So the last one.
I mean, I can visualize this and I can like imagine me doing it and it's not pleasant.
All right. Final one before we go to a break, and then you're going to stick around after the break to talk about some more stuff. But, cream puffs, bop or flop?
Yeah, that's in. We're good. That's a winner.
That's a winner. Always classic.
I have to say the word. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
All right. Well, we're here with Adam Pollock, and when we come back, we'll talk more about some of the stuff that he has going on in the city. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late.